And 6:06, it is clear and 66 degrees in Tulsa this morning, headed to 81 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A Cherokee girl at the center of a years-long custody dispute has been handed over to her adoptive parents. Cherokee Nation spokeswoman Amanda Clinton confirms that 4-year-old Veronica was handed over to Matt and Melanie Capibianco of South Carolina last night. Our Matt Trotter reports it came about quickly after the state Supreme Court sidestepped the case.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court declines to take jurisdiction in the adoption dispute over Veronica Brown. The court has also dissolved the stay, keeping her with her biological father in Oklahoma.
Veronica had been living in the Cherokee Nation with her father, Dustin Brown, and his family since she was 2 years old. The transfer took place about 7:30 last night. The girl's biological grandfather was hospitalized after the transfer, complaining of chest pains. A trial continues today for a Bartlesville teenager accused of plotting to lure students into his high school auditorium, chain the door shut, and shoot them. Two Bartlesville police officers are expected to testify about the investigation into allegations against Sammy Eagle Bear Chavez. A former student testified yesterday that he overheard Chavez talking about the plan in the school cafeteria. A new contract for inmate health care at the Tulsa jail is one step closer to completion.
Tulsa County leaders okay negotiating with Armour Correctional Health Services, the finalist chosen after face-to-face meetings with four companies. County Purchasing Director Linda Durrell says they hope to reach an agreement quickly.
Our goal is to have the contract negotiated within 2 weeks because we want the new operator to start running the facility, the medical in the facility on November 1st.
Durrell says there will need to be a transition period between the current contractor and when Armour takes over, so time is short to get all the issues settled. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Drivers in Tulsa can expect lane closures as work to inspect a water line along East 61st Street from Mingo to Sheridan gets underway. The city's Bob Bledsoe says the work will begin later this morning.
They're going to be closing the outside lanes, the curb lanes, at different areas between Mingo and Sheridan on 61st Street. The whole thing won't be closed all at once.
The inspection should last until mid-November. American Airlines and U.S. Airways have extended their merger deadline. The companies took the action because the federal lawsuit opposed to the merger has put the deal on hold. The case will be heard in November. Now, American Airlines is among Tulsa's largest employers. The charity Broken Arrow Neighbors is making some changes. Executive Director Kim Goddard is excited about that organization's future.
We are embarking upon building a new 10,000 square foot facility that will provide us with more functionality as well as the opportunity to expand existing services and programs and then entertain new ones.
Goddard hopes to break ground within the next couple of months. A legislative study is planned for later today to examine a possible runaway alert system for Oklahoma, similar to Amber Alerts for abducted children. Representative Joe Dorman of Rush Springs has introduced legislation this year to create the runaway system. Currently, law enforcement authorities cannot pick up runaways unless they are breaking the law. Our weather forecast, sunny and very nice today, 81 for a high. Clear and cool tonight, 58 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar this morning shows us no precipitation. Now in Tulsa at 610, it's clear and 66. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.